What about side effects and toxicity?
So far, denosumab has been a pretty clean molecule. There don't appear to be any acute phase reactions, as you see with bisphosphonates, and we'll be submitting an ASCO abstract to that regard very shortly. There's no renal toxicity associated with this drug as there is with bisphosphonates, so you don't need to do any renal monitoring. There doesn't appear, because of the lack of acute phase reaction, there are no arthralgias, no fever. The one concern that was raised in the osteoporosis studies that Mike McClung from Portland has reported in the New England Journal is there were 6 cases of second malignancies seen in the denosumab arm. But in further analysis of that studies, there are no significant differences in infections seen with denosumab compared to placebo. And the same thing is true in the cancer studies. And in further analyses, there are no significant increase in second malignancies seen with denosumab. But that's being very carefully monitored because denosumab, RANK ligand inhibition, does have an effect on normal lymphocytes. But so far, it appears to be a very clean molecule.
What about ONJ?
So far, it's early. Remember that in the 3,000 patients treated with zoledronic acid, there was no osteonecrosis of the jaw seen. But in the osteoporosis experience of 8,000 patients that are getting on to 2 years, so far there's been no ONJ seen. But I think you have to be a little careful and say that it's a little bit early. The average duration of the average patient with ONJ is in the order of 3 or 4 years, 52 months in the Kathy Van Posnack Memorial Sloan Kettering experience. So it's early, and it's being monitored carefully. Now, there is one theoretical basis on which one might hope that denosumab does not cause ONJ. Remember, we said earlier that ONJ could possibly be caused by anti-angiogenic activity of bisphosphonates. RANK ligand inhibition, RANK ligand doesn't play into angiogenesis. It's a pure osteoclast stimulator. So if the mechanism of ONJ is by the anti-angiogenic activity of bisphosphonates, one might hope that you wouldn't see it in the denosumab treatments.